Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Are you not sick of these Gwyneth Paltrow jokes yet? I've never even cared about, they never hit. I don't care about her ski. I don't even know what the case was really about.
It's from 2016. Why are y'all this pressed?
It's weird. She's not even like that celebrity to be doing all of these memes about. It's like, she's not.
It was giving like a bad Curb Your Enthusiasm sketch. I was like, yeah. What is going on? Like, I mean, I was just, once I found out that she couldn't, that like there wasn't a possibility that she was going to jail, I didn't care. Like, I was like,
everybody's getting out right now except for Jin Shah, but you know. Y'all not sick of these Ozempic jokes?
Stop.
Y'all not sick of them? It's been months, y'all. Please, let's find something else to joke about. It's weird. It's weird.
Because I kind of was loosely in the Ozempic bag, not taking it because I'm not mentally ill, but I also don't have diabetes, so like I don't. It's for the sugars, right?
I believe so. Yes, pre-diabetic.
So, pre-sugars. Okay, interesting.
The pre-sugars.
I'm not, like, the way, the depths of mental illness you have to be in to even do this, what is wrong with y'all?
Because it's not even, like, confirmed that you won't have, like, long-term issues with this drug that is quite literally switching up your whole fucking shit, like,
because then find COVID ravaging our bodies. Y'all are weird. Like, you really want to play with these fucking drugs? I don't even know if I'm still the same person after getting COVID once. And there are bitches out here who got it 3, 4, 5 times. Like,
they don't even get tested anymore. So
no, nobody care anymore. They're like, it's the flu. Your insides are Swiss cheese, sis. It's not the flu. Like,
welcome to the B list, everybody. I'm B.
Oh, right. I'm here. Yeah. Y'all know what it is.
Jonathan
the way
Lawrence.
We came in.
Yep. Jonathan Lawrence back in the house. Ozempic, Gwyneth Paltrow. Most importantly, Donald Trump.
I'm in the camp right now where I want y'all to stop fucking talking about him until he's either dead or in jail. I don't care. Like, I don't care because it's...
Mm-mm. I'm in a different camp than you because I'm very much like, I'm living for these, like, I like action.
But there's none. It's like, every day, I'm just like, I can't. Like, it's just like... If y'all keep talking about this man and the fact that he's still free gives me, and it irritates the fuck out of me.
Yeah.
How hard is it to lock somebody up?
I mean, free in what sense? He is 270 pounds. The NYPD actually...
So we're being fat phobic.
No, we're not being fat phobic.
I'm kidding. I'm definitely kidding. He needs Ozempic.
Now, that's a joke that could hit. That's an Ozempic joke we might allow because, you know, 270, you know what I said earlier? That's some electoral college weight. He got the wrong 270.
He got the wrong
270.
I mean, at least he finally got there.
Yeah. Oof. She was talking about France and she was like, look how they fucking riot whenever they, because they tried to, you know, push back, what is it, push.
By 2 years and they were like, absolutely fucking not. They don't play.
They don't play about anything. Yeah, they did. But at the same time, she was like, what's stopping us from doing this in America? I said, they will literally shoot us in the fucking head. There is like, that tweet was so perfect proof that there are two Americas. Bitch, what America are you living in? Because the one that I know, they will...
Universe, do you not, if it's a take on Twitter and it's a white person, they're clearly brain dead. So it's just like, I'm never even like, y'all be saying this stuff and I just be like, Is it crack? Because I don't know why you would ask this goofy ass question. Like, clearly we can't go take to the street. They'll just mow us down. Like,
they quite literally do. You've seen the videos of them literally driving over participants. Get out of here. Get out of my face. Get out of my face.
Why you and your family ain't taking to the streets? I would like to know that too. Y'all go out there. This is your mess. Go clean it up.
Now, okay, so here's the thing though. I very much against that kind of stuff when it comes to like all the shit with the protesters when they see them mowing them down and shit like that. But the way y'all be acting on spring break in South Beach. Oh,
you want to mow them down?
No, I don't want to mow nobody down. I'm just saying, like, y'all need, you know what? I've never seen a city that needed curfew more than Miami.
When they be doing that, Atlanta.
No. That too. That too.
Throw Houston in there too, bitch. Yeah, you being true. Fake.
Well, certain parts. Might hit around rodeo time. You never know. Yeah, I don't know. Okay, so according to the Trump indictment, on one occasion, this corporation, I guess it's like that he runs or whatever, like an entity of his, paid $30,000 to a doorman at one of his buildings because the doorman had alleged information about a child born out of wedlock to Trump. There is a child born out of wedlock that we don't know about.
I'm sure there's more than one.
Oh, yeah. He's probably shooting strays all over Studio 54. You saw them fucking photos from the 70s. Oh, nasty. He's probably...
The idea that somebody, y'all let that shoot up the club is wild. Like, yikes. Like.
That's crazy because all you get out of it is 30K unless you, I mean, well, maybe, I don't know. Do you think they get paid for life? Or do you think?
How woke? Paid through what?
Like, he is literally America's baby daddy. I can't stand this man. It's so ghetto.
I hate him that y'all call us ghetto. Look at this man. That's the definition of ghetto. Lowlifey, hood boogery, gutter snipe. He's giving all of it.
A great day for Tiffany Trump, though.
Oh, the gay icon?
She's not the black sheep anymore.
Oh, right. I was like, Tiffany. Yeah. I just want these people to, I just want them out of my, I want them out of the news cycle. Like, can't do it.
It's never going to be her. I'm
over it. Like, it's just like, can y'all stop? It's like between y'all taking Ozempic and now all the people y'all was trying to get Build-A-Bear bodies for got rid of theirs. Y'all look crazy.
Mm-hmm.
What you gonna do? Because you can't afford to dissolve your butt or your face. And
not dissolve your butt.
They have. If you get the shots, you got to dissolve it. And
Black China looks great, by the way.
Black China looks incredible. Like,
if you guys don't know, Black China has been taking time and it's been part of a whole media move of hers to like dissolve all of the filler and the ass shots and all of that. And she looks fantastic. And the style stepped up. And she's off the whatever she was on, allegedly, but because she's speaking clearly. But it's getting real churchy.
It did. It's almost there. She right on the edge of churchy.
She's like, I found my purpose. Yeah. Well, I don't know. There was definitely a picture of her on Fox News with a giant fucking hat. So you were wrong about that.
I mean, but the Pussycat wigs hit. So like, I'm into it. Like she definitely looks
uses
good.
The F word.
But she's not churchy in the way Tasha from Escape is churchy, where she's a demon. So it's not the same thing.
We're going to get to her. Marjorie Taylor Greene went to the protest today in downtown Manhattan.
Hunter.
They ran and they jumped.
I want
her and George Santos. What if George Santos? Okay, get this. What if George Santos was the child born out of wedlock?
Stop. I can't. That's too much. Like, the way I can't be in this weird, like, this, like, these, like, political.
Wait, I sound just as bad as QAnon people now, don't I?
You really do. Like, do you have a Reddit channel going too? Like, where are you with this? Drop it over there on Truth Social.
I know. I'm about to start. Yeah, I'm going to start doing some live podcasts on Twitch. Get in the studio with some Twitch. Is that what they do with the Twitch?
Scream at the like whoever their followers are. I can't. That is like the depths of mental illness. Like, It's just like weird man babies like yelling. And I'm like, is somebody in the room? I don't understand how that works. I don't
weird
get live
old
streaming.
White men that live in basements using the N-word. Like, it's weird.
Right. Being like, oh, I can get, it's just, I'm like, I really wish y'all could find peace in anything else. But apparently y'all no. have nothing going on.
No, they gave them 10 minutes max and then ran them out of fucking downtown Manhattan. She thought she was going to come to New York City. Because we are different here. We don't use tiki torches over here. We're very different.
Y'all are in New York. Do you know how people move there? Like, the common citizen will rock your whole shit. Like, yeah, I don't know why.
Like, a little cleaning lady. Like, a 70-year-old right. cleaning lady would, like, rock your entire shit. Like, if you look at her the wrong way. Like, it's very different here. It's not... Yeah.
But they were also... that one little...
Because we got lives...
of them being in the... They were being real nice because if they really wanted to, they could have jumped her and her detail. Like, girl, it's New York. They can yes. rock all of them. Like, that's light work in New York. Like,
we won't just stand because we got real life shit to do. We do it on the street corner. We don't just stand around in Walmarts all day screaming about masks. Right. Like, we don't do that shit. So I would love for her to come to downtown Brooklyn and try that shit over there by the courthouse.
Out.
By Borough Hall. Oh. Wouldn't even make it across the river, actually.
Absolutely not. But maybe she should go over there.
I think so. I can't wait till I run into George Santos.
You're so excited to see this scam artist.
Boom. You know what's going to be really something is when Trump gets indicted in her home state of Georgia. Because if they go to Atlanta and this shit...
Y'all don't want to play with Atlanta in the same way niggas just shoot. So it's a wrap. Yeah. Like, she can't go nowhere.
It's a wrap.
She thinks she'll be touring a barbecue joint. They'll spray it with bullets. Like, girl, you don't want it. Like,
I can't.
The way they will set you up so quick there. Oh, my God.
It really will. It's not even.
The land of guns, unbridled. You can get them on the corner. Girl, good luck.
Yeah,
you live here and y'all think that these people don't play with, like, go to it
because they
please.
Use guns. They don't just pose with them for stupid photos.
No,
like you, like, bitch.
Are you
it's
crazy?
Very different.
Like,
yeah.
I can't. When I got down here to come visit my family in Tennessee, the first I was in Memphis, bitch, which is even more crazy. I went into a chicken spot. I have never every dude walked in peace. I was like, okay. I was like, this is too much. I was like, I literally just got here,
Tennessee's
but like they
lost.
Was all. It is. And it's so crazy because people like this whole Trump thing. I'm like, they're literally like expelling Democrats from the state house. Like, are y'all like, this is crazy. Like, the shit's gone for it's for the birds at this point. And I'm just over it.
Yeah. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'll keep watching. Juan Dixon got caught at the nail salon. I talked about this last week with Jordan, but did you see this shit? It's the same woman from the laundromat. He's not even going to like fancy spots with these women. He's just like, or these women, this woman, because you could tell this is his girl.
His wife. Like, that's who Robin thinks she is.
He hates Robin so much. Yeah, yeah, it's all good.
Like, Juan, we right there with you.
I don't want her back on this fucking show.
She didn't earn it because she was being fake. She a hater. It's like, but to me, Potomac is cooked. I'm good.
Yeah, like, it's like not. It's
they
it's,
need a recast.
Yeah, like, I don't even think a recast could do it at this point because you're not going to find new people. And Potomac was like already a gym.
Right.
It's not. This was the cast. Like, and so now we just got to. It's like if Salt Lake City, you can't really recast it from scratch. It's like, it's not going to hit.
I feel like they would have to. Like, they would have to take certain people and try to fold them into other places and just, like, use them in other places.
Yeah. You know where they are casting right now, I read, is New Orleans. About time.
But I'm like, how is that going to... They're going to have to mix it up where it'll be Black and white women.
Yeah, it's going to be Creole women.
Ooh, that's going to be a different type of... You think it's Mixie, Goofies, and Potomac? Dropping some Creole is goofy.
A whole show of Latina Knowles.
But I would watch that
I would watch the shit out of it, please.
Because they did all the other stuff. I mean, I watched for a minute. I was watching Southern Charm New Orleans, but it made me mad too much. And I was like, I can't deal.
Yeah.
But I would watch that.
You know who lives in New Orleans?
Who?
Trishel from The Real World.
Wait, who?
Trishel. Remember Trishel?
Oh, put her on there. Put her on there. Center crawfish.
Center beignet. Center beignet. Center crawfish head.
No, that would eat.
It would hit. It would hit. Yeah, it would
because
hit.
Because I like Trishel because I just like that she's delusional. But I also...
It's trash.
Trishel. We love her.
Yeah. My queen. Garcelle needs a stylist. Or no.
Okay, well, I don't...
Well, what's fucked up is that she's probably paying a stylist to do all of this to her. Because
no,
there's not...
doing that right now.
There's no way that she's buying all this shit by herself. Because, you know, she don't even have the plug for all this ugly shit that she's buying. It's just overexpensed, trendy shit. She had, like, 20 trends on at once. Like, she has, like, the... You know those, like, real goofy button-up things where the... And it's like open here, and then it's got the feathers on the sleeves, and then she's got like
very much on brand for her though.
It's too fucking much. And this is the season for you to get it together because they'd have got rid of everybody for you that you hated so that you could be the star. And now we got you standing and holding in center diamond looking like a fucking bozo.
Well, I mean, you would I feel like at this stage what I think is confusing is like, why isn't Sutton helping her?
Sutton can't even help herself. Have you seen Sutton photos too? All of them look like fucking
her. Go in the store and like let an associate help her. Like if, like at this point, anybody could do it.
I think it's something besides in the water in Beverly Hills because I don't even think anybody's dressing right for themselves anyway. I don't even know.
In the water, we don't drink it, so it's like.
Yeah,
it's like
it's something that Erewhon shake y'all got. I don't know. It's something in an Erewhon shake.
Oh, it's the unicorn shake from Erewhon.
Yeah, yeah. That one is $20.
Look, I've go in there occasionally. I'm not that girl.
No, no.
It's not. It's never been that serious for me. But I don't know. I'm excited about this new season of Beverly Hills.
You
I think it'll be cute.
I'm not excited at all. I'm excited for Denise to be back because you know that's my fucking queen.
Oh, I'm excited for Camille as well. Like, how are we like Camille?
I know, but then they said Camille's back. Kim is back. Who else is back? Like, somebody else. It was Camille, Kim, Denise. There was somebody else from the old school who was...
Who?
It was...
Dana Pam?
No. It was... Fuck. It was like one other person, and I was very
Vanderpump?
No, Lisa Vanderpump.
Wait, somebody that we like, though.
No, because no, it wasn't even. It was just like someone that was like, "Why are you?" Maybe that's what it was. It was like Denise Camille
there,
but even that, like, you know what it's giving though. It's giving like we've been filming for 3 months and nothing has happened. So every time they dig up this bitch Camille, ain't shit going on. So they got to dig up this bitch to have her come fight with them. It's too much.
I mean, I feel like now.
No, it's not hitting. Yeah. You know, Erica's not going to do anything. You know, they need just I don't know.
Oh, there's a new girl.
Yeah, the black girl.
I saw that. But like, I don't know if it's going to give.
Yeah, because she ain't going to want to turn up. You know, like, put Jackie Christie on this shit and call it a day.
Put Jackie and then Kimora. If Kimora came on, I would have been hyped.
Yeah, but like, absolutely. You would have to fire all of them to give them her paycheck. Give her their paycheck.
That would have been smart. It's like, bring Kimora, Jackie Christie, bring Jennifer Williams. Just bring them over. Like, let's get it messy.
I don't know how y'all work it out, but just figure it out. I don't know. I don't know this how to
put British on there too. Like, I want.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, with the ankle monitor and all that. Basketball Wives. I don't know what they're giving right now. It's not hitting on anything.
It's giving none of us like each other and nobody is actually friends.
But nobody wants to turn up at the same time.
Jackie is carrying the entire show. Like,
as usual.
Everything revolves around Jackie. Like, them, ooh, when my man Doug popped up, I was like, I was like, finally, because he be hiding from me.
Yeah. I'm still watching it, though, because, you know, I'm loyal. But it's all like Jennifer versus Jackie. Jennifer's just trying to be a main girly, but I don't know.
been a mean girl. That suits her. That's why I want her on Beverly Hills. Like, Jennifer fits that energy so much more than she fits basketball wise.
Oh yeah,
and she could do the whole bougie and like. But I wonder if she would be friends with Garcelle though.
Probably, probably.
I feel like she would be. Honestly, I could see Jennifer being a run. It would be she would end up being friends with like Erica. Like
yeah. Exactly.
She would end up being friends with Dorit and Erica.
They could
and,
just like, send they would that. Just be, exactly. They could just send that little like Erica Jane's casita, that little studio that she'd be living in. And they could
really
just sit on Sheen.
Spray her.
Yeah, and they could just sit on Sheen all day and just order the little off-brand fake Fendi jumpsuits and the little bowling caps that they'd be wearing. All that fake shit.
Wow. Jennifer's pieces are real.
I'm sure. Actually, yeah, because Erica would just be borrowing them all. I'm sorry, you know, Jennifer, Erica Jane's finances are in the trenches, I'm sure.
I mean, she's rotted. Like, I'm good. Like,
you know, it must be so difficult for her every 3 years. Because for the past 3 years, the past three consecutive large checks that she probably gets immediately go straight from her hand into her lawyer's pockets. I mean, really, how much must it cost to have all this defense?
Are you... I mean, she earned it. Sorry, sis.
Yeah, I don't really know. Yeah.
All I care about is Mary coming back, so I'm good.
You know what I care about more right now is Queens of R&B. It hits. Wait, I thought we agreed. Like, I love this fucking show.
Escape show.
Yeah, I call it Queens of. It's called Queens of R&B.
I'm calling it that shit. I just call it Candy's next project. Candy's new project. Like, true. It's just like I'm. Or the Tasha show.
If you guys don't know, it's the SWVN Escape show on. It's actually so fucking good. I'm sorry.
Just replace Atlanta with this show.
Like, it's better than Atlanta.
It's way better.
Although this season of Atlanta looks like it might be good.
The door. Because Sheree is carrying. Sheree's like, oh, let me just bring the fans what they want.
What does she say? You don't know when you go into Old Lady Gang if you get them biscuits or bullets.
The bullets.
Please.
Sheree in the trailer with another tagline. Like, it's just like, Sheree is that girl.
Yeah, she better have the t-shirts ready this time ahead of time, because you know she right.
Open that, whatever you want to call him, telling her, you know, let me stop.
Make the shirts now, because you know how late she be with the fucking fashions. Talk about making merch.
Yeah,
fucking shame. How the
like
fuck?
Like
don't make any fucking sense. I made a sweat line before she did.
Leave Sheree alone. Like, she go get it together.
No, the trailer hits. I'm going to be watching. But back to SWV Escape. This guys, if you aren't watching it, you're missing out. It's only like 6 episodes the entire season. Hits. SWV is my, I love them. Coco?
Not was me, it.
Not
no, but like, I love Taj is my girl. That's my girl. I love Taj.
No, just the way that SWV is acting on this show, I'm not even blaming them. Like, it's like,
the escape girls are. It's like the fact that y'all thought Tasha was gonna get on this show. Like, the thing, it's like Tasha is such a roach because to me,
Tasha is such a roach.
Like, to get on a television show and it's so clear that she has no concept of how to be any type of star, it's just like you don't understand how to be on camera.
Yeah.
It's like you're so slow. You got this man who clearly don't want you. Like, in your ear, you doing your producer interviews, he in the shot. It's like, move.
He in the shot when he's not next to you in your ear while you're filming a show. He's digging out everybody else in Atlanta. Half of Atlanta said they're dating him. Then she came out and said that they're in an open relationship. While she...
Jesus like that, tell it to your gospel album.
Yeah, she got a gospel album coming out. And it's a mess, and then it's come out that she's stealing not only from her sister, but she's stealing money from her groupmates too. Did you see that episode?
I haven't watched that.
They brought receipts. They said, you're also stealing from us because Rocky was getting a kickback for all the concerts that they were doing. She got caught. They got her ass.
So this whole, if let me find out, Candy put this whole show together just to set Tasha up to go to jail, which would actually apply.
I can't believe that there's only 6 or 7 episodes of this fucking show. Give me a whole other season. I'm invested in the SWV.
Like, it's like, but also I mean, I'm invested in all the drama. I like everybody's little off, like their side stories too. It's cute. Bring it all. Bring everybody. Everybody go to Atlanta Housewives.
Put them, exactly. Put them all on Real Housewives of Atlanta. Anyways, guys, like you said, if you like Real Housewives of Atlanta, watch this. It's not the same kind of crazy drama, but it's drama. And I really love Esther BB. So.
No, I love SWBB.
I just love whenever they're all arguing, Coco looks at all of them and she says, you getting on my motherfucking nerves right now. I'm about to fight somebody.
No, Coco is literally, like, I love Coco because you know Coco is like, bitch, I don't even want to be here.
Because you know she'll fight and beat up everybody in that fucking room. And Lily is like that.
But see, she can't, I don't know. Lily might take her.
Yeah, that's true.
Lily from the Bronx.
You know what they're making?
What?
Cruel Intentions is becoming a TV show now.
Oh, I think I saw that, which
I'm trying to think of it. It's Prime. It's Amazon Prime. I don't usually like Amazon Prime shows, though. They don't hit.
It depends. But I'm a Cruel Intentions girly down, so I mean, I think it's going to be bad because they're not going to be able to make it as messy as they need to.
This one's going to be set in Washington, D.C.
Hate it.
Not the DMV.
But it's like the way y'all think the DMV does something when it doesn't. Like, nobody cares about y'all. I'm sorry. Like, every time it come up in social media, in the culture, I'm like, nobody wants to be there.
Like, my friend, literally, my friends just moved there, like, last week. You are such a hater. Like,
I'm not arguing with a bitch from Baltimore. Get out of my face.
Go.
I'm not arguing with y'all.
What is the best thing about the DMV, though? If you had to think of one redeeming quality of the DMV. Crab cakes.
I don't eat crab cakes. See, I don't like that place.
Cherry blossoms.
Karen
Huger. There you go. Okay.
There you go. Doot-doot. That's it.
What was it? What county was it? Surrey County. But it's just Surrey County we like. Everybody else can get fucked. Y'all can't dress for shit in DC. I'm so sorry.
Hey, but apparently that's where all the niggas are. So, like, don't know. Do I need to go?
Maybe. They are kind of cute. But the thing is that the second it gets nice weather, though, because everybody there works in, like, well, not everybody, but a large swath of the population all work in politics. They don't really fashion girly. So the second that the weather gets nice, they're wearing Sperry's and Docksiders and shit like that. And, like, weird, like, ill-fitted, like, old Navy tank tops from 2016. It's not giving, like, pushing it forward. It's giving, like...
It's giving, like, Jack and Jill Blavity cornball blacks, and I'm just not interested. It's too much. It's giving a bunch of AKAs acting up. Like, it's just that energy. And you know it. It's like everybody think they go be Kamala. It's too much. I'm not interested.
Silk Press is in a vibe. I know she's been giggling her way through the White House today.
Oh, she's so excited. She had to lock up so many people in a minute. This is thrilling.
She loves
it. I would be hyped if I was her. I would love to just, like, shadow her. Just to be like, who are we locking up today? She'd be like, can you chill? Like, I would literally be so hyped.
Speaking of, Summer House has a new show, Martha's Vineyard. Or it's called Summer House, Martha's Vineyard. I know you don't like it. Guys, he's already hating. I'm going to watch it. I'm hyped.
Of course it is. I'm not. These cornballs twerking. They're so weird. That trailer, it's like you can tell they all think they're the next move. Barack and Michelle, please choke. I'm not interested.
Joke. I would be on it. I would be cute.
I'm so bored.
He's eating a burrito, guys. Please excuse me.
Did they all go to Howard? I'm so bored. I'm a hating ass bitch.
You really are a hating ass bitch right now. Let's go over my list and then your list. Let's go back and forth.
Hit it.
Why don't you go first? Hit it.
No, you go first.
Okay, Love is Blind. Y'all already know I'm obsessed with this fucking show. Shut up. This show hits. God. Every season is more and more chaotic than the last. This new season is so crazy. If you guys aren't watching it, if you already know, if you watch my stories, you know I'm watching and I'm fully tuned in. Irina is literally a human skid mark. She is devil incarnate. So is her little bestie, Micah. Not as bad, but Micah is just as terrible as all the awful people that she keeps around her, but she's just more aware that she's filming a TV show, so she comes off a little bit better. My main takeaway right now, because we are not fully finished with the season, I really think that Chelsea should be with Marshall. I think Jackie should go take a long walk off a short bridge. I think that pretty much everyone else can really also go play in traffic. I can't stand most of the people on this fucking show, but Chelsea, Marshall, and there's the couple, I always forget their name, but they're the unproblematic ones that are actually in love and they get the least amount of screen time. Y'all know who I'm talking about. That's my couple. We need a gay Love is Blind, but we also don't. But we also don't. We clearly don't. But
I'm good.
Yeah.
Like, what is that gonna look like?
What's yours? What's on your list?
On my list currently is Benzino tweeting about the LGBTQ and then being forced to delete it immediately because all of his boyfriends jumped in the comments.
So yeah. Guys, Benzino from, he's like a wannabe rapper from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta from years ago. He has no neck. He's like built like a stray dog that you see on the side of the road in Tijuana, Mexico. Just like all neck. Just like bad body. He looks like a pink eraser. Like, it's crazy. So he said something like, yo, LGBTQ community or whatever. It's like the most.
But I rock with y'all. But like,
I rock with y'all. I respect y'all for being who y'all are. But can y'all please get out of my comments? Talk about, oh, you sexy. Da, 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 da. It's like, it's always the ugliest motherfuckers that think that we want. No, like quite literally, like one of the like most cretin of cretins. Like,
yeah,
sir, you're built like a Frigidaire. Don't even think for one second.
Wow. I mean, I saw the D.
Wait, they showed his D? Was it a mess?
Yeah, it's online.
Oh no.
Like, I mean, it wasn't. I mean, it's because it's attached to him. It was, but like objectively, like no, it wasn't gross.
See, that's why I don't like dick pics, because unless they come with the face too, it's just it's misleading. It's, you know what I mean?
No, you have to. No, I have to see it on the person. Like, are you crazy? Like. There's no universe where I've ever just been like, ooh, I'm going to make a decision just off of that.
That's why I'm not really into the dick pics.
That's why I know a lot of you girlies do that because you're whores, but I'm not, like, I don't move in that spirit because I'm trying to get to heaven. So
Yeah. A lot of y'all are real fast, but.
Y'all are like, really? So no, he had one on. It was on one of straight to the A. Of course, that Atlanta messy blog. Yeah. Always. And then I rewatched the video of him getting caught at that Red Roof Inn with his boyfriend.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Next on my list is the Barbie trailer that just dropped.
Instant classic. Okay, I didn't know you were going to talk about it. Okay.
Gonna hit, gonna see it. Looks cute. Even if it sucks, it's gonna hit. I don't care.
It's gonna be terrible, but I'm gonna see it.
It's only been 6 hours though, and I'm already sick of the memes of people like putting themselves in the Barbie thing. You know what I'm talking about? The movie's gonna hit.
I mean, it probably won't, but I'll make it hit. But
I'll make it hit, okay.
No, it bothers me because I'm like, Margot Robbie is Australian and Ryan Gosling is Canadian. Like, y'all couldn't find American actors to play Barbie and Ken.
Why would it have to be American though?
Because it's like the most iconic American doll. Like, it's based off of a person as well. Barbie was based off of a person.
But it's also like a Mm-hmm. You see, brother, it's that American exceptionalism got in your head.
No, it's not. No, I'm sorry. I need y'all to stop forcing Margot Robbie. She ain't it. She's boring. Like I'm bored. It's flat.
I don't mind her.
Of course you don't. You would like her. It makes sense.
I can't wait till this new Little Mermaid movie, the new trailer also hits.
Oh, that's cute. It's not my demo, but it's cute. I'm not the demo for it, but I'm excited.
I want to talk about a few other things. I want to talk about NYC Pride versus LA Pride because it's looking to be a mess.
It's a mess there. Y'all don't have your shit together. Because y'all are broke and don't want to spend money on things that matter. Like, California has way more money. Like, it's just like, it's like, also, Gavin takes care of his state. Y'all got to deal with that lowlife.
Go fuck you. Wait, no. Yeah, that's our mayor. Yours is a governor. We have
mayor.
Kathy Hochul as our governor. But
I mean, where the money going, Kathy? Because it's not going to the city.
The math ain't mathing. So,
it never maths. Gavin is like, I got y'all. Gavin
less,
rocks.
Less NYPD, more money allocated to the NY Pride.
No, Kathy said, fuck these people. I'm not doing it. Like Kathy said, y'all can fend for yourselves.
I want to talk about that. I want to talk about Coachella next week, and I'm going to have to stay offline because a lot of you hoes get on my fucking nerves with this. Remember? Well, we'll get into it. Todd Nepola.
Who?
Alexia's husband. I'll tell you about him. And I'm going to talk about Warehouse Wives Ultimate Girls Trip.
Okay.
Y'all already know where to find Jay online. He's not very friendly. If y'all try to follow him on there,
I redo my Instagram and all you bitches getting cut anyway, so I don't care.
Y'all know where to find me. I love y'all. So y'all can always write me, Pet Shop Boy on everything, _PetShopBoy on Instagram, on Twitter, and go to patreon.com/theBList to subscribe to the bonus episode. We're going to go over there right now. So we'll see you on the B side. I love you guys. Bye.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.